Oh, hi, Frank.
Yes.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good, Tina. I'm trying to call you a few times.
Oh, you know what? I've been out of the office. I had a scheduled surgery yesterday, but it got postponed.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's just a knee surgery. It's supposed to be a very minor outpatient thing, but when I went in yesterday, I had a mild cough. So the anesthesiologist called it all off. I was so sad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because of all of the, like, emotional toil it takes to even get there, you know? And here the surgeon was all scrubbed and my knee was marked, and they called it all off. So, but I'll get it in 2 or 3 weeks, they said. Once this congestion clears up, they'll be able to do it. So.
They don't want you to be sick when it happens?
Well, he said that when they put you under general anesthesia, that they put a tube down, and that tube will push whatever sickness it is, like, farther into your body. So
he said
it's not worth it for, like, a minor elective surgery to, like, come out and potentially have a big problem, you know? So he's like, if you can wait a few weeks, then that's the best thing to do. And so he called it all off, so.
At least he's not a money-hungry doctor, you know?
Yeah, they had my best interest at hand. I tried to use my salesmanship and talk him back into it, but he had his mind set up. He said absolutely not. So
he was a stern doctor.
Yeah. Well, the doctor, because he was already in his scrubs and everything, he was willing to do whatever the anesthesiologist. They kind of said, you know, it's up to him. And when he listened to my lungs and whatnot, he said, you know, it's just not worth the risk. So, and it's just a little mild cough. It's not even in my lungs. I feel like it's more of a throat congestion, but they called it all off anyway. So, yep.
Wow.
So now I'm loading up on vitamin C and, and I'm like, I'm determined to get this done in a few weeks. So,
Hey, you got a goal. At least you got a goal.
Yeah, I have a goal. Exactly. I always figure things happen for a reason. I prayed about it, and I put it in God's hands. So I'm like, if it got postponed, there's a reason for it, you know?
That's right.
Yep. So, were you calling me about the payment? Because we're still having trouble processing it. Okay. So let me go over here to your billing, and I can update it for you. Do you have the new card on you now?
Yeah.
You do. Okay. So did anything else change, or is it still the same billing address on Duncan Street?
Yeah, still the same address.
Perfect. Okay, that makes things easy. So I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
All right. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, brand new shiny card.
Oh, nice. That's a good feeling. I had one that was, like, so used, it looked like it had been through World War II, you know, and then they sent me a new one. I was so happy with it.
Okay, I got 5275.
Okay.
1500.
Okay.
6933.
Okay.
8473.
8473. Okay, expiration.
It is 0128.
0128, and the little code on the back?
It is 504.
Okay. So let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. So just bear with me here. We'll make sure everything processes. Yeah, so if anything happens with the payment while I'm out and you call, they'll have somebody covering for me, so someone will get back to you. But I did get the green light for you now, Frank, so thank you so much for updating that, and have a really great rest of your week, and a happy Valentine's Day, too.
Thank you.
I appreciate that, Frank. Okay, bye-bye.
All right.